What's up, everybody? You guys probably want to know, what is Colombia like? Maybe you've been there, maybe you have not been there. Maybe you want to know the perspective of me. I just got back from Colombia, went there for a vacation, and I thought it was an interesting experience. Can't say that it really shocked me, but once again, it adds to my list of experiences in life. So Colombia, I never knew was tropical. I never knew it was a tropical place. I don't know why. Maybe it's because all that really clouds my head is the fact that, you know, the drug cartels and, you know, Colombian women. And that's all I thought about, was just every stereotype that they said about Colombia was the hot women and the drugs. When I went out there, it was hot. Second off, the drug trafficking has subsided in some ways. Drug trafficking is perhaps larger in like smaller parts or other parts of Colombia. But I went to Cartagena, which is it's a one of those cities, right? Pretty big, and you know, a lot of tourists went there, I noticed. But it was so interesting to see a lot of white faces. And I thought they were American, but they're not. They spoke very fluent Spanish. Don't know if they came from England, but I think when I went on a tour ride, they asked who's from where, and everyone was saying they're from Ecuador, Argentina, you know, Spain. You know, I mean, like, they basically all the places where they speak Spanish. And I was just really, like, you know, it was amazing. I mean, just because I thought I was really with a bunch of white Americans, or maybe even UK people, but they were all Latinos. Fucking awesome. This is amazing how, you know, that's why Latino, I really would say, is more of an ethnicity rather than it is a race, because there's so many different races. And speaking of which, I did see also, was very surprising to me also to see that there were black Latinos there. Really black, I guess. Colombia was one of the first countries that the Africans fled to. They just fucking escaped. You know, they said, fuck this. I think they left the Caribbean islands and went to Colombia. I forgot the whole history, but those were like where the slaves escaped. And I think were freed. Or at least felt free due to escaping. But I just was really amazed to see how many blacker to me, Latinos, Colombians, you know, call themselves Colombians, live there. A lot of interesting things, though, I would definitely say. Just like America, you would see that a large portion of black Latinos are in impoverished situations. They live in shanty houses. They are on the streets, you know, hustling, but, you know, not making much money. And then, you know, the lighter skinned Colombians are eating in more lavish, nicer places. It's just once again blows my mind how vast this whole idea of superiority, inferiority, racism, and all that stuff, and imperialism, how that really has permeated throughout the whole world. I mean, I've traveled to Spain, Norway, Argentina, Australia, Cuba, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic. I mean, I've been to all these countries, and I mean, I'm just saying, it just seems like it's the same. Light-skinned people freaking hate black. The darker you are, the more you get hated on, and the darker you are, the more impoverished your situations are. Very, 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 very interesting. I can't get over it. Yeah, that's what I can basically say. You know, and I don't want to continue going on for it, but the one thing I could definitely take away from the whole experience was that, you know, Colombians, you know, they're very, I don't know, I want to say entrepreneur, if you want to say, because, right, because they are like entrepreneurs, because but they're hustling and they're not making as much return, you know, not making much, I don't think much profit. I feel like they all go to one same vendor to get their stuff that they sell on the streets, because they're all selling the same necklaces and hats and everything. But nevertheless, whatever, they're trying to live, right? They're trying to make a living. I guess the one thing I definitely can say I could take away from that experience was the people hustling me while I'm trying to fucking relax on the beach and read a book. Another thing, but now here I am with this response. I want to say I feel bad, because here I am as an American and I'm also, you know, of dark color. I don't know what to even say to myself. I guess I could say I'm black because I am black, right? According to government standards, I am black. I'm Dominican and my mom's from Sudan. So yeah, Africa, you know, that's the issue too. It's like, Dominicans don't want to see themselves as black. I do say that. I think I see myself as black just by my phenotypic features. You know, if you want to classify textbook me, then I am black. But then you go to also Africa and with the part where my mom's from, everybody speaks Arabic and Arabs don't even want to see their black. You see what I'm saying? Like, you see, I'm getting off the topic of Colombia, but nevertheless, look where it goes to. Like, I've been to countries where nobody wants, it doesn't even matter countries, the whole world doesn't want to be black. That's what it comes down to. The whole world does not want to be black. Like, seriously, like, you go to places like the Philippines and India and a couple other countries, they get skin whitening creams because it looks better to be lighter. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just, it's unfortunate. But, you know, and I'm sorry for going down that dark hole. Pun intended, no pun intended, but dark hole. But anyways, you know, Colombia, everything was, you know, relatively cheap. You know, a lot of tourism in Cartagena, and I'm not gonna talk about Colombia in general, but Cartagena, you know, a lot of tourism there. So of course, you got some nice little lavish restaurants we went to. They have molecular ice cream. I don't even know why pizza and gelato so big over there. I don't know how big. I'm assuming the Italian influence is big in that country because there's gelato and pizzas everywhere. Amazing, amazing, amazing. I can't even get over it. But basically that. And also, I want to talk about the Latina woman. Your stereotypical Latina woman, the one that every man or person says Latina is gorgeous, right there, that's the area. Because I saw the Latina chick with the long dark hair, like black hair. Basically, they have like olive skin, but their asses are freaking beautiful. I'm going to tell you the truth. This is what people say. Like, what they find is the stereotype. Oh my God, the Latina. Whenever they want to watch either Latina porn or if they just want to talk about Latinos or they're dating a Latina or Latinas are so gorgeous, it's this specific feature that they have. It's the olive skin. They're white, or, you know, they look like they could be Italian, Spanish, whatever, from the Mediterranean, if you want to say, with long, straight hair, and their asses are big. That's the Latina. That is the Latina, and I saw some beautiful ones there. So I was, you know, once again, I was very happy to see all this stuff. What's another thing that I saw there? Oh, just, you know, the music was good. Colombians dance different in salsa than Cubans. Yeah. But anyways, now I'm going to have to go message my boy Evan Carmichael, whose book I'm going to be working on, It's called Your One Word. He has 1.2 million subscribers on YouTube. So now I want to go talk to him because he's from Toronto, but he owns a salsa class. He's an entrepreneur, of course, and he has a salsa class, and it just reminded me of that. But anyways, guys, I don't know if you guys listen this long, message me. Tell me if you've ever been to Colombia. Tell me what you think. What are your thoughts? I'd love to hear it. Where have you traveled to? I'd like to know, where have you been, and what were your thoughts? What have been your best countries? What has been your best experiences? So on and so forth. Love you.